USA Radio News with Wendy King.
According to state TV in Iran, the Revolutionary Guard fired missiles at air bases housing U.S. troops in Iraq in revenge of the U.S. drone strike that killed the Guard's top general. The Pentagon says more than a dozen ballistic missiles were fired at the bases in Iraq. So far, no casualties have been reported. The president has promised a response to any Iranian retaliation. He insists the killing of Qasem Soleimani saved a lot of lives.
He was a monster, and he's no longer a monster. He's dead.
The president said the Quds leader was planning a very big and very bad attack, but his administration hasn't revealed how that conclusion was made. Asked if he was to follow through with his threat to attack Iranian cultural sites, the president seemed to acknowledge it would be a war crime.
And you know what? If that's what the law is, I like to obey the law.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Yet another disaster for Puerto Rico. A 6.4 magnitude earthquake, the most powerful to strike the island in more than 100 years. At least one person is dead, and power is out across the island. A natural bridge rock formation called Window Point has collapsed into rubble. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is preparing to start President Trump's impeachment trial and says he has sufficient support to postpone a decision on calling witnesses.
We have the votes, once the impeachment trial has begun, to pass a resolution essentially the same, very similar to the 100-to-nothing vote in the Clinton trial.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer.
If every Republican senator votes for a rigged trial that hides the truth, the American people will see that the Republican Senate is part of a large and awful cover-up.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some of the deadly fires in Australia were caused by arson. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Two dozen Australians in the state of New South Wales have been arrested since early November for intentionally setting fires as record blazes continue to burn across the country. As of Monday, over 12 million acres have burned in Australia since the start of the fire season. Many animals are being displaced. Ray Harvey was forced to evacuate her wild two free kangaroo sanctuary.
I thought they were all going to be dead. There was so much smoke and fire. I didn't think there was going to be any alive. They're my family. It's like losing your family. It's like losing your family.
Regular season viewership gains for the NFL continued in the first round of the playoffs, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
The four games in the league's wild card round averaged 7% more viewers than a year ago, with three of the telecasts hitting multi-year highs. The opening round of the playoffs scored more than 30 million viewers over the four games, the highest average since the January 2016 playoffs. The NFL's overall TV viewership for the 2019 season was up roughly 5%. Overall from the previous year, the most watched NFL season in 3 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.